afternoon, and welcome back to Naturalistic Support. I'm Arnel Doré. And joining me today is Elaine Durbach. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, Arnel.
Hey, we were supposed to have Sharon Stanley, but she had kind of a small medical issue that she had to go get taken care of unexpectedly. So Sharon will be back with us soon, but not today. Naturalistic supports a unique approach to lasting personal growth and healthier, more satisfying relationships. On Naturalistic Support, we help each other, combining a progressive understanding of our human experience with peer support. That involves you calling us to talk about yourselves, as well as to talk to each other. Our number is 212-209-2877, and today's topic is passive aggression, anger, and rage. And we will get to that momentarily. But first, Elaine, did you know that WBAI is in the most crucial fund drive of the year?
That's scary. Yeah, it's really urgent.
Yeah, well, you know, it's end of year giving that people can do. And if you do it, you know, now, you can get to write it off on your taxes because it's a tax deductible donation.
We have a kind of gift aspect.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's a month for gift giving, and WBAI deserves your gifts because, well, for one thing, let's just talk about Naturalistic Support. We're the only program of its kind. You know, any other self-help oriented program, any other program that's concerned with personal growth and healthier, more satisfying relationships, basically says the way to get there is take responsibility for everything. It's all you. It's all either what you kind of project out or the world you create with your own vision. Basically, it's on your shoulders. You know, the Naturalistic Support approach, Elaine, is the opposite of that. We say that real growth and better relationships come from when we recognize that we are always doing the only thing we can do at a given moment. We are, you know, always behaving in the only way we can behave. And recognizing that frees us.
It's an interesting approach because it, on the face of it, it sounds as if you're saying, sit back and be passive.
Right.
And I know that's not what it feels like when one actually acts on this philosophy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not about being passive. It's being able to look at ourselves without all of the blame and the judgmental thinking that winds up distorting the way we see ourselves. I mean, if the choice is to blame yourself or to justify and rationalize what you do, you're going to justify and rationalize because who wants to feel the, you know, the crappy feelings that we get when we blame ourselves?
Or other people.
Yeah, it's the same thing about other people. You know, some people, when they say stop blaming, what they think that means is stop blaming others and blame yourself. When we say stop blaming, we mean stop blaming everyone, including you. Because if you do that, then you free yourself to really say, okay, what have I done? What's the impact of it? Am I happy with it? Does it make me want to change? And if I do want to change, how do I do it? And part of that is recognizing that my determinants make me who I am, and maybe I need to understand about what agenda is being satisfied by me being who I am. And, you know, all that examination that can help us grow and change into the people we want to be, it's not possible when you're looking at yourself through a lens of self-judgment and blame.
I find that fascinating. That, I mean, I know in myself I have an inclination to blame myself for things, but also to get upset with other people for attitudes that I think are wrong. Yeah. And when I look at it through this lens that you present, all of a sudden, I'm not entitled to get that angry and judgmental about them either.
Yeah.
And there's so little around right now that fosters a desire to understand each other or to drop that anger and antagonism. And I think this program actually works on opening the doorways of understanding.
I think so. And, you know, we hear from our listeners, and clearly we have many listeners who agree, but what we need is a little bit more than just the usual agreement. Today, we're looking for support, because for a program like this to stay on the air, it requires a station as unique and, you know, off the beaten trail as is Pacifica. Pacifica is a completely unique network. WBAI has for 60 years just been going above and beyond, supplying our community with unique programming that you won't find anywhere else. So we're asking for your support, and here's how you can do it. You can become a WBAI buddy by going to buddy.wbai.org, buddy.wbai.org. Specify that you're supporting naturalistic support and choose a monthly amount. It can be small, right? I'm doing $20 a month. You could do that. You could do 15, 10. You could even write in 5 on that pull down menu, and it will work. You can get a $5 deduction a month. That will help. Believe it or not, that will help. You could make a one-time donation if you go to give2wbai.org. That's G-I-V-E, number 2, wbai.org. You can also make a debit or credit card payment by calling us. And the number is real easy to remember. The only numbers you have to remember are 833, which is the exchange. The rest of the number is WBAI-NYC, 833-WBAI-NYC. For those who don't want to do the alphanumeric thing, it's 833-922-4692. You could also send a check or money order to WBAI-Pacifica at WBAI at 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, 11217. So those are the ways to donate. We hope that you will come through for this show, because we'd like to be here for you. So off to our topic, Sharon. Elaine, we don't have Sharon.
We don't have Sharon.
Missing her. Yeah. So let's start with anger. So today's topic is passive aggression, anger, and rage. Now, they're all different, but they are related. But let's start with anger. There are a few important ways to understand what happens inside of us when we're angry. Elaine, maybe you could pick up here and
Like to, because I'm finding this approach to anger has really made me think a little differently. It's a very interesting way of seeing it. As you point out, anger often emerges from primary emotions that are immediate and instinctive responses to stimuli, things such as fear or sadness or happiness. These emotions are universal and they're rooted in evolutionary survival mechanisms. Anger, on the other hand, often develops after experiencing a primary emotion. For example, you feel fear and that leads to anger as a defense mechanism against perceived threats. Or you feel sadness and that leads to anger to avoid feeling powerless or vulnerable. Or you feel disappointed and that leads to anger when your expectations aren't met.
Right. So this is so important because, you know, when we feel anger, it's hard to really recognize, you know, anger is so immersive when you feel it, that it's hard to recognize what's behind the anger. Unless you start to train yourself that I'm angry, what am I really feeling? Where is this anger coming from? But, you know, we get into this reactive mindset where we're not looking inside. You know, anger makes us very outer directed. And what we need to do is we need to look inside and see what's really going on.
I can see how anger can feel like a shield, like a strength versus the vulnerability of shame or guilt or fear.
It functions also as a protective response, acting as a shield to avoid confronting more uncomfortable or socially stigmatized emotions like shame, guilt, or fear. So instead of acknowledging feelings of inadequacy, which is basically shame, someone might lash out in anger.
I think maybe for men more than women, that one's almost encouraged, is this right? You're encouraged to feel anger rather than shame.
Rather than anything.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if you're a male, I mean, I think this is starting to actually become just American culture, which is also affecting women. But in our culture, one of the few emotional displays that are acceptable is anger and rage, right? You know, if you, and of course, it is particularly still true for men that, you know, any other emotion that you show is less traditionally manly than anger or rage, which just, you know, kind of, it's like a burst of power.
Yeah. Especially these days, the self-righteous anger.
Yeah. And the same thing about sadness, you know, which might make us feel weak. If we get angry instead of feeling sad, that feels more empowering. That feels, it's all about power.
And yet it's guaranteed to bring up a negative response in the other person.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, that's the thing about anger. It doesn't get us any closer to a resolution. If you're going to get a resolution to whatever is bothering you, you're going to have to get past that anger. There's no way you can be in an angry headspace and negotiate what you need with someone.
Yeah, and encourage them to open up if you're coming at them with this aggressive mood.
Yeah, if you're coming at them with this aggressive mood, it's kind of guaranteed that you're shutting down the very avenue of communication that's required in order to get what you want, what you really want.
And as you were saying, that anger often masks the root causes. If it's a secondary emotion, if you can get to what's the underlying trigger, perhaps it's easier to understand, and you give this example, that if someone feels disrespected, which is a primary feeling, they might express anger to assert themselves, to demand respect in a sense.
Yeah.
But resolving the disrespect might actually require addressing the dynamics of the relationship.
Yeah. It's, trying to deal with what really is bothering us it's not easy. It really does require a lot of effort. To our listeners, how do you deal with some of these secondary emotions? Do you wind up getting angry? And what happens then? Do you get past the anger? Or maybe you deal with somebody who gets really angry instead of expressing what is really bothering them that can be addressed and dealt with.
You draw this line also between anger and rage. And that is an aspect I hadn't considered before, that rage can be another whole level of anger.
Yeah, if anger is suppressed, it can burst out as rage. So just to sum up, anger is a secondary emotion because it typically arises as a reaction to and in combination with other primary emotions or experiences. Now, to recognize this can help you unpack your anger and address the actual core issues and respond more constructively to these challenging moments. But sometimes people suppress the anger. And if you keep on pushing it down, it's going to explode. Have you ever experienced someone who was having a fit of rage? And how did you handle it? Have you ever been taken over by extreme anger or rage? And what was it that was able to calm you down? Our number is 212-209-2877. And we'd like to hear from you.
This example that you give of what can happen in traffic, I find very useful. The difference between feeling threatened or that something was really unfair or frustrating in the traffic and reacting with anger versus erupting in rage, in something that happens in the traffic.
Yeah, I mean, we're all kind of on a hair trigger, it seems. And it seems like our expectation is views everything through the lens of aggression. So, somebody bumps into you on the subway, it was aggressive. There's a tendency to have that response, but really, most of the time when those kinds of accidental things happen, even accidents when driving, accidents when commuting, they're really accidents and people really are feeling apologetic. But if we're already angry about other stuff, that can sometimes be the trigger that makes it, come to the surface. And, it's a very unhealthy place to be. Really bad for your blood pressure. It's just bad for you in general. It creates all of these, the neuroscience of anger is just, you're getting all these neurotransmitters and processes in your brain that are just bad for your health.
It's reminding me of an incident when I first started driving way back, in fact, in Cape Town, South Africa, I made a mistake in the traffic and I cut somebody off and nearly bashed their car. And the driver began to yell at me. And I suppose because I was self-conscious about my driving, or maybe I just had a moment of self-control, instead of yelling back, I immediately apologized. And I just said, you know, I'm so sorry. I'm a, you know, a beginner driver, and that was terrible. I'm so sorry. And his anger just evaporated.
Yeah.
He turned and he said, no, it's okay. You know, nothing terrible happened. Don't worry, you're okay.
Yeah. Now they have bumper stickers. New driver, please be patient. I've seen those.
Oh, I love those stickers. I would have them all over my car if I could, even at this age.
Yeah, no, I hear that. Well, yeah, you could have, timid driver, yeah. Again, I want to remind our listeners that beside wanting to hear your call at 212-209-2877, we also would like you to call in your support of this program to 833-922-4692 and put a contribution on your debit card or your credit card. We really would appreciate it. You know, right now we're seeing Project 2025, this Christo-fascist project, play out, dismantling all of our institutions that are secular and leaving the space for faith-based institutions to take their place. And, you know, Pacifica is actually named in Project 2025. If you find you find the document, Project 2025, and you search for Pacifica, we're on the same station as public broadcasting and PBS, and also stations like WNYC. We're all on the hit list. They want to do away with us because they know that we are the thorn in their side. We are the ones who are not going to capitulate. So
Now's
the time to support us. December.
What a wonderful gift to give somebody. You know that somebody really wants to oppose Project 2025, wants to foster decency and understanding, tolerance, to give a gift in their name to this program.
Absolutely. And when you let somebody know, in your name, I signed up for a monthly deduction of $15 or, you know, I made a one-time donation of $50 or $25, whatever you can do, and even if you don't, like, do it in somebody's name. When you give, you're giving for those people who wish they could give, but they really can't. There are people, you know, we have listeners right now in our audience who are struggling to make ends meet and who are experiencing even greater budgetary challenges because of Project 2025, because of DOGE, because of the way government support has been just eviscerated by this administration. So when you give to WBAI, you're really taking care of those people because you're making sure that their radio station, their access to this information is secure. You're giving something to your community, and it's something you could really feel proud of and good about. Again, you could do that at going to buddy.wbai.org for being a WBAI buddy for a monthly donation. Choose our naturalistic support program and a monthly amount. buddy.wbai.org.
I'm just thinking how this model that you're presenting, anger as an expression of vulnerability or frustration. I mean, with what the government's done, what this government has done to funding for the arts and radio and media and academia makes me so angry. But at the same time, through this lens, I realize it makes me feel vulnerable. It makes me feel that I'm going to lose so much that is really important in my life if we let this happen.
Yes. You know, that's another reason I think why the work that we're trying to do here on naturalistic support is highly relevant, because, you know, the whole MAGA model is really based on blame, right? It's just saying...
Yeah. Finger pointing.
Yeah, these people, they're the reason for your misery. They're the reason for, you know, everything that's wrong with our country. And, you know, a naturalistic humanist approach says the opposite, that, you know, people are inclined to give everything society needs from them. All that is required is just taking care of them and treating them well. If people get their developmental support needs met and their life is not overly burdened with impossible, endless stress, as so many people's lives are, people are going to contribute everything we need from them. They're going to be cooperative and caring and wanting to participate and contribute in every way society needs. But that's the opposite of the MAGA message. The MAGA message is everybody's looking to get over, and they've been getting over on you, and we are your retribution.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And when you think of it, I mean, we're talking about deep background, childhood, upbringing. But if you think about people, immigrants who've come to this country that MAGA's trying to depict as this terrible threat, so many of them, given what they needed to survive, given what they've needed to give their children education and a decent life, have expressed so much gratitude to this country.
Yes. Elaine, I see that we've had callers and didn't notice that.
Good.
Kind of dropped the ball
here.
We're
talking too much.
Dropped the ball here a little bit because of the fun drive. So callers, thank you for being patient. We will get to you right now. Let's see. We just got to make sure that they're loud enough. This is WBAI. You're on the air. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hi, Janine from Brooklyn. How are you guys?
Good, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
How are you?
To what you're talking about, because I left my apartment very, very happy to go visit and take care of my granddaughter today. And where my car was parked, the dog peed.
Yeah.
Now, this happens all the time.
Oh, dear.
And it makes me very, very angry that these parents of these dogs are doing this. And now I got to get in my car. I got to tiptoe through the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Anyway, yes, I screamed in my neighborhood, Brooklyn Heights, and I screamed very loud.
We heard you.
How disgusting this is. Okay?
Yeah.
And I let everybody have it. And then I saw a girl walk, and I said, was it your dog? And she just looked at me, you know. And of course, I have my music on in my car because I'm a very happy person with music and driving, and that's who I am. But yes, but I wanted ice cream, and I don't regret it, except a woman going in the building, probably a nanny, she was staring at me. I said, what are you looking at? You know, like, you disapprove of what I'm saying? P.S. puts her middle finger up at me, and she goes, she says to me, you're a very angry old woman. Old? Anyway,
oh, no.
Let that go. The guy who is the, he's the garage man, he came out, and I said, come over here. Like, you know, because it's his building. It wasn't my building. I said, come here. And I told him exactly what happened. He said, you're absolutely right. We wash this floor. It's disgusting. They make them pee right before I enter the building. So sometimes you got to raise your voice. And me, I will not do it. Aggression, I call it being assertive.
Yeah, well, I think it's absolutely understandable that you want to be treated in a fair way and be treated as you would treat others. But going into a rage wouldn't help.
Well, my rage helped me. How about that?
Well, it sounds like you, it just sounds like you, you know, you blew off steam by yelling, but you didn't really harm anyone. You know, you didn't get hysterical, right? It's understandable that you'd be angry though.
I'm not going into my building with my groceries. I had a smell urinal.
Yeah.
Like a urinal out there with pee. And we're talking in Brooklyn Heights.
Yeah.
I had to tell the doorman. He goes, I know, it's just disgusting. All right.
As soon as that doorman said to you, I understand what you're feeling, and he sympathized, you felt better, didn't you?
I don't need him to make me feel better because I know I'm right.
Yeah, but it helps to be on the same side.
Yeah.
You have to be assertive and tell people when they're wrong.
Yeah. Well, also, I mean, for example, if you wanted to communicate with whoever was doing that and leave a note somewhere, you know, you'd want to leave a note that actually had a chance of reaching the person, you know, emotionally, like
not
saying.
Not a person, it's multiple people, it's everybody there.
Okay. All the more reason that maybe, you know, some way addressing it where you can actually communicate with them might help because, you know.
If I sat on the board, like my husband used to, I would address it there, but. You're dealing with different situations now.
Yeah.
I'm going to be 65 years old. Nobody has respect for anybody anymore. You understand? People see you happy in your car. They try to bump you. It's just what we're dealing with. The younger generation today, I feel sorry for them. I really do.
We hear you, Janine. And, yeah, got to take another call. Thank you for your call. Hello, this is WBAI. You're on the air. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing? It's Ed from Jamaica, Queens.
Hey, Ed, could hear you a lot better today.
Feel good. Well, I'm in a better location.
All right.
My workouts have changed, but speaking of anger, you're talking to an angerholic. I mean,
wow.
You know, we discussed things before a little about my past.
Yeah.
And like I said, as I get older, I grow. Like you said, anger is usually a response to a more deeper or base emotion.
Yes.
In my personal experience, it's been hurt, it's been humiliation, and anger is very seductive. It's a difficult habit to break because it feeds a fire, you know? If you feel
that's a great word for it.
Myself humiliated, that anger just tuned me up, and it took a long time to recognize what's going on.
Yeah, you know, Ed, it is an addiction. It's actually a drug addiction because you do get a burst of dopamine. Yeah. You do get some neurotransmitters that they're getting you high.
Oh yeah. I mean, I can laugh about it now, but like back in the day, I mean, it's rage and anger is right there. But if you can, it takes a long time. It's not an easy feat. I mean, for some people, it might be easy if the universe inclines their nature to be that way. But for me, it took a long time. It took a lot of hard lessons. But when you can do it, it's a beautiful thing because you can diffuse the situation.
Yeah,
I've been in, you know, traffic accidents, people bumping you. If you don't react angrily, it throws the other person off.
Exactly.
In a non-threatened state.
Yeah.
It's fascinating, you know, when you really start to look at it. For me, it's fascinating because I've been an angry person based on my past life experiences and based on my own makeup. And for me to turn... You know, I recommend if you are angry or if you are a rageaholic, take a step back and try to meditate, deep breathing, whatever you can do.
Yeah, and some people who really, you know, are rageaholics, they might need to actually get a little bit of professional support, because sometimes you can't do it yourself. But Ed, you know, I'm sure that you've experienced a price. You know, if you've been a rageaholic and angry in much of your life, it's probably come at a high cost.
Oh, yeah. Well, there are people that I can't talk to. There are, I've been through a lot of stuff. I went through the 12 steps. And there are some people that I can't make amends with, and I can't blame them because things I did were totally uncalled for. And it was just that gratification of being angry, of feeding into revenge. And it's sad because some of those people, I find out that they could have really contributed to my life, but I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Like I said, anybody, don't feed into that anger. It's hard. Believe me, it's a struggle. But if you come out on the other side, you'll see a lot of good stuff. You'll see that people aren't as bad as you think they are.
Yep.
Because they're not reacting defensively to you. They're saying like, oh, wow, you know, I'm sorry. You know how many times I told people, hey, listen, I'm sorry, man, I didn't mean to. And that changes the whole.
It makes all the difference in the world. Ed, thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it.
That's just brilliant.
Great call. Thank you, Ed.
Wonderful call.
Yeah, and I think need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We're taking your calls at 212-209-2877. On Wednesdays from 2 to 3, Naturalistic Support is taking listener calls, offering a revolutionary new way to think about ourselves and reach out to each other.
I just wanted to call in. It's encouragement to the last caller.
It hit right on where I am right at this moment.
You really hit the proverbial nail on the head.
I really connected with what you were saying about loneliness.
We are hardwired to help each other.
Getting past the blame, owning your own truth, letting go of judgmental thoughts.
I felt so fortunate to hear this.
You went through every single one of the things that I've been working on with my life. Now you said all that, I'm like, holy cow, what is this guy doing? Is he talking to me right now?
The Naturalistic Revolution is a game changer. Listen to us break it down on Wednesdays from 2 to 3.
I want to thank you so much. You helped me so much.
And we're back, and we have another caller on the line. This is WBAI. You're on the air. Who's calling, and where are you calling from?
Hey, Arnell. It's Russell up in White Plains.
Hey, Russell. How are you?
I'm all right. That was me. I hung up on myself, which I'm sure a lot of people wish I'd do more often.
Hi, Russell. Welcome. Russell.
Yeah, well, you know, it was interesting to hear from Ed. I'm very glad to hear it. You know, you start out, and I always wonder, you know, to borrow Freddie Nietzsche's phrase, are you talking about beyond good and evil and a nihilism? But I want to ask about something else because, you know, Elaine, Janine was terrific. She exemplified self-righteous and unapologetic anger. You know, I mean, she does it all. And I've got, you know, things going on with Janine on the side. But What that was a burst of power that you talked about. But what I want to talk to you about is a purposeful self-righteousness. These
exactly.
Women, these Amazons who are fighting these jackbooted ICE agents, I mean, they are throwing their bodies into the machinery of the state, and there is rage there. So what I want to ask you about is there such a thing as progressive rage? Can rage go with progress? Because we saw the passing of Jameel Abdul. I'll be real quick, okay? H-Rap Brown.
Yeah.
And he had political violence. He had black rage. And I was wondering, I mean, could you consider black rage a secondary emotion? I mean, we got Luigi and the furry friend out there. That's the kind of rage we have now. But can you dismiss black rage? You know, I say that at the risk of hearing from a Bronx Buddha that, you know, points out my shortcomings of being, a middle-aged old white guy.
Yeah.
But I'll listen to your answer on the air. Thanks a lot, guys, girls.
Do you want to take that, Elaine, or do you want me to?
Well, my first reaction is just the idea that rage, purposeful rage, deliberate rage, I think, is not the same as this out-of-control thing that explodes and takes over. And I'm not sure about Janine whether she gets the result that she wants other than venting. But I think that rage with a direction, rage with purpose, what do you think? That there's a difference there.
Well, you know, let me put it this way. The path to becoming a kinder, more equitable, more loving society, we're not going to get there by having a fit of rage. We do need to stand up and protect people who are being subjugated, like the people who are in the, in the lens of ICE agents. But if you want to really convince the MAGA general population, if you want to change them, you know, you come at them with rage, they'll come back at you with at least as much rage, and that kind of confrontation is going nowhere but someplace really awful. That's not the kind of, that's not going to result in the kind of dynamic that's going to support change in the way we need to.
For I think something like some of the boycotts, where it's a cool-headed fighting, but it's fighting without losing control. It's fighting with your eye on what's actually going on.
Yeah. So I think that, the anger and the venting, it's understandable, but it's not strategic, right? We if we're going to be strategic, we have to recognize that we are all being pitted against each other. There are elites that benefit tremendously by having us pitted against each other. And that's something that we've got to recognize.
As you've said too, using anger to advocate for justice.
Yeah. We have another
necessary change is a very different thing than that out of control rage.
Yep. We have another caller on the line. This is WBAI. You're on the air. Who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal. How are you?
I'm good. And so I love how you play hanging around, loving to be friends.
Yeah. Crystal, you sound so mellow.
Huh?
You sound really mellow.
Age is good. I love
age
that.
Helps. Age can help.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. She said age can help. Yeah, that's true. So what's going on, Crystal?
That song.
Yeah.
As far as angry, I never thought I would want to see someone get knocked off until I listened to what Trump is doing. I've never in my whole 60-something years of life, and I know y'all don't advocate violence.
Yeah.
There's a scripture in the Bible that says, be angry but sin not. Okay. Now, I know the Bible's not a panacea. I know. There's a lot of people that don't believe in the Bible, so I respect everybody. But I never felt the kind of rage, Arnand, that I'm feeling today. When I see smug people. Is that a curse word?
No, no. Smug is not a curse word. Perfectly good English word.
Very powerful word.
Yeah.
Because the only person that seems to get away with cursing on this show is, what's his face? Whatever that guy's name is. Anyway, okay. He curses all the time. No one ever censors him on this program. Not your program, but BAI.
Yeah, I hear you.
What's his name? Doyle?
I don't know.
Jimmy Dore and the reason.
Oh, Jimmy Dore.
Is just because beyond the time of Safe Harbor.
Yeah, he comes on after midnight and
6 p.m. to 10 p.m. until 6 a.m. That's Safe Harbor.
Yeah.
Language can be permitted at that time.
Jimmy Dore.
And not only that, Max Schmid often reads a disclaimer before the show comes on, warning people who are sensitive to that kind of language to turn the station if you.
Yeah, that's Safe Harbor. Yeah. That is called Safe Harbor.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Maybe we all need a safe harbor to vent.
We have to support our safe harbor. So, but go on, Crystal.
So you got this guy, this smug, what is his name? Not Giuliani. This kid that walks upon the CEO for CEO for health and hospitals, and smug. That's the picture they're painting of this dude. He killed that man. That man had a wife, and he had children. And so, if you want to know if I'm angry, I am pissed.
You're angry at Luigi Mangione. Okay.
Like you say, the difference between anger and rage.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, Crystal, I just finished a book called Determined by Robert Sapolsky. And, you know, it talks about like the way in which we punish people. And, you know, what we need to do is make sure Luigi Mangione doesn't kill anyone else, that he doesn't have the opportunity to harm anyone else. But we don't have to make his life living hell. We don't have to kill him or make him wish that he was dead, because
I don't wish death on him. I don't wish death on him, Arnett.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Good.
I don't wish death on him. Now, Trump, I wish death on him. That's only what's going to stop him. But anyway, I've never felt that way in my whole 50-something years of life.
Right.
About anyone that they need to die. Never felt that way in my life.
Yeah. And let's also just stipulate that, you know, he has not been convicted in a court of law yet, but you know, he certainly is the suspect, and it certainly doesn't look good, but yeah, he hasn't been convicted yet. So let's
that what Crystal's saying about
stipulate
the, about
that
Trump. She's definitely not alone.
That Giuliani, whatever his name is. He definitely has to suffer something, because that man had a wife and kids. So he shouldn't be painted as a hero, is my point.
Yeah, I mean, he shouldn't be painted as a hero, but at the same time, you know, we have to really question whether we take people who are hurting so bad they make other people hurt and hurt them more. We have to.
Excuse for him.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, Crystal. All right.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Love
Talk
you
to you
too.
Soon. Yeah, a lot of people feel that way, you know, we can't just be a vigilante society. And when we either kill people or you know cause them to have their whole lives ruined forever, we throw away the key. You know, other people. Other societies don't do that. You know, Norway, the guy who shot all those teenagers at camp, you know, he got 21-year sentence, and he's in a room that has a computer. It's got a nice bed. It's, you know, he's living as decently as his society can provide for him. And at the same time, he's being kept from causing any further harm.
And the question is, why did he come out? Why was he so warped? Yep.
Yeah.
To understand what went wrong.
Exactly. Anyway, look, this is our final pitch here. We really do need you to step up and support this program and support the station. We don't put a paywall up between you and our content. You know, we're kind of like that farmer on in the country road that leaves the eggs out. And, you know, we're just taking the bet on humankind and human, trust that we can trust that you guys will leave the $5 for the eggs, because they're $5 now. But
exactly. It's put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah.
Put your money in to support what you believe in.
Absolutely. So go to WBAI. You could call WBAI NYC, which and 833 first, 833 WBAI NYC. And you could also sign up to be a monthly buddy at buddy.wbai.org. Specify that you're supporting our show and choose a monthly amount, or make a one-time donation at give2wbai.org. And, the WBAI gives 24/7. We don't stop giving. And, you know, but it does require you to give back a little bit now and then. And we're counting on you guys to do that. And even if you're supporting a show already, throw out another $5 or $10 a month and support us, because we want to remain on the air and stay and be able to be here for you. And that's the only way it can happen. We need your support.
That, as you say, that monthly giving or a one-time. I did a one-time because I wasn't sure how my budget was going to look going forward. When I can do it again, I'll do it again. One-time donation is welcome too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, there's so much more to say about anger and rage. And we didn't even get to passive aggression.
Which is a great topic.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, passive aggression. There's so much we can say about it.
We got to come back to this, Arnell.
We absolutely do. Maybe we even need to do like a part two so we could get to that. So, yeah, I think I don't think we're done yet. But it is time to pull down the metal gate, and we have
really?
To, yeah, believe it or not, we absolutely do have to go.
I've got some real passive aggressive comments out of, you know, no,
I hear you.
You've been listening to Naturalistic Support. I'm Arnell Doré.
And I'm Elaine Durbach.
Thanks to our talented engineer, Red Johnson, and to Hilla Weiss for her support. Tune in again next Wednesday at 2 p.m. for another edition of our program. Archived editions of Naturalistic Support can be found on our website at wbai.org and at equaltimeforfreethought.org. Hi to my foster mom, Marilyn, and stay where you are, because coming right up is the Katie Halper Show. And remember, always try to be kind, because you never really know what someone else is going through.